Welcome to Bible Baptist Church of Selah, Washington. This is Aaron Pauley saying, stay tuned for 15 minutes of encouragement from God's Holy Word, from Pastor Charles Bonner. So if you have a chance, we would like you to take your Bible and join us as we listen. And here is Pastor Bonner.
Well, thank you for tuning in today. I deeply appreciate it. And I want to invite your attention to Psalm 119. Psalm 119. I want to talk about having a clean heart. And in Psalm 119, verses 9 to 11, the Bible said, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. So he gives the answer. How can a young man cleanse his way? Well, heed according to the word of God. Verse 10, with my whole heart have I sought thee. O, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against God. You know, reaching our full potential as a Christian begins with a clean heart. And that's one that loves the Lord and desires to obey the Lord. Yet each of us was born with a sinful nature away from God. Over in Jeremiah chapter 17 and verse 9, the word of God says, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? So Jeremiah 17:9 describes a heart that's deceitful, a heart that's inclined toward wickedness, a heart that's there to please self. And you know what? That's man's normal state, to please your own self. Salvation changed our hearts and lives, and Jesus' death on the cross paid the penalty for our sin, and it broke its power over us. By receiving Jesus Christ as Savior, we each become a new creation with a heart that's sensitive to the Holy Spirit's leading and a mind that strongly desires to know the Father better. We also receive the Spirit's power to deny our selfish desires and obey God. With clean hearts, we can begin to realize the capabilities that our loving Lord has given us. My friends, the best way to maintain a clean heart is by meditating on Scripture. And Scripture acts like a mirror in which we can see ourselves as God sees us. Through it, we discover, you know, the areas where we've been faithful and also the places where we've swerved from His path. Again, the Bible said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against God. Meditate on the word of God. Think on the word of God. So when you read the word of God, it's not just mere words, but apply it to yourself. What is the word of God saying to my heart? How does God speak to me? How can I apply this to my life? Then in order to have a clean heart, as we said, the first part deals with the word of God and having a clean heart. But also there's our prayers. There's your prayer life. You must seek God and make earnest prayers to God. Put your whole heart into your prayers if you want to succeed. My friends, this involves asking for forgiveness, and it also involves giving forgiveness, forgiving other people. Without a clean heart, our prayers will just be words. So when you pray, ask for divine light, for a tender conscience, for strength to walk uprightly. Make sure when you pray that you pray from the heart and you talk to God just like you're talking to your best friend. Expressing genuine repentance also brings God's forgiveness and cleansing. And so when we want to have a clean heart, we need to meditate on the Word of God. We need to think on the Word of God. And we need to have a good prayer life also. And make sure that our lives, as we live them, we're prayed up, so to speak. And we talk to God, we pray to God, and we talk to God from the heart. It's not a lot of big, trite phrases. It's not a lot of big words. You and I will never impress God. I found that out many, many years ago. All the big words and all the cliches, God knows the thoughts that we're thinking. He knows the intentions of our heart. We can't buffalo God. Hey, be yourself and pray and talk to God, okay? 1 John 1:9, he said, if we confess our sins, he, that's the Lord, is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Notice he said, if we confess our sins, plural. He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. That word sins, plural. We sin more than once. We sin more than once a day, a lot of times a day. But he's faithful and just there to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. My friends, there's not a single sin that God will not forgive if we just will come to him by faith and ask. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. My friends, the heart represents the seat of our mind, and the seat of our will, and the seat of our emotions. When we strive to keep our heart pure, we're going to more easily discern or know, understand the Lord's plan for our lives. And it's going to be a lot more easy to submit our will to God's will and to follow God obediently. Becoming the person that God planned for you to be requires an intimate relationship with God. And it also creates in us a desire to obey the Word of God. And apart from Jesus Christ, you realize something? We can do nothing. We need Jesus Christ working in our hearts and lives every single day. So right now, let's go over to John chapter 15 and verse 5. John 15:5. And here the Word of God tells us, when it's talking about the vine and the branches, Jesus said, "I am the vine and ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me," notice, "for without me," that's without Jesus, "ye can do nothing." You and I can do nothing without God. You see, apart from Christ, we cannot achieve anything of lasting value. And we must cooperate with the Holy Spirit's transforming work in our lives in order to help keep our hearts clean. Now back to Psalm chapter 119. In Psalm 119, and let's go down and look in verse 11, "Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee." And here we find when God's word is carved in our hearts, we're going to be more able to resist the assaults of Satan. As a believer, your heart would be kept by the word of God because you kept God's word in your heart. The word was God's own word, and the psalmist here is teaching us something. And it's very precious to God's servant to have the word of God hidden in our hearts. And if we're going to fight Satan, we need the word of God. We need to know it. We need to memorize it. We need to live it with God's help. Now, remember when the old devil tempted Jesus? Each time Jesus answered him, quoting Scripture. But in this area of Psalm 119:11, "Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee," we look at David and what he's saying here. He hid God's word in his heart. He laid it up there that it might be ready for him to use whenever he had occasion to use it. The word of God hidden in his heart. He laid it up because he valued the word of God very highly, and he had a warm regard for God's word. And God's word is a treasure, and it's worth laying up. We need God's word in our life. Learn it. Meditate on it. And we need to be men and women of prayer, and we need to repent of our sins and ask forgiveness every day. If we only kept God's word in our heads, well, you know what? Our memories can fail us. If we keep it in our hearts, it will remain on our souls, and it's safe. David treasured up the truths and the promises and the precepts and the instructions of the sacred oracles of God in his memory. David here, the psalmist, endeavored to form his judgment, to direct his conscience, and to regulate his affections according to the word of God. Having the word of God there in his heart, they were securely hidden from every enemy, and he couldn't be robbed of them. And that's why he used the scriptures as an antidote against the evils of sin and against the evils of temptation. Over in the book of Colossians, chapter 3, verse 16 and 17, it says, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord." My friends, have a clean heart. And our heart is the seat of our emotions. And so it's meditating, knowing, and keeping the word of God in our hearts and praying to God, talking to God from the heart. It's repenting of our sins. And it's realizing that as Christians, as born-again believers, if we're going to fight the old devil and avoid temptation, we need that word of God in our hearts. Time is going on, and I appreciate you tuning in. I want to take a minute here at the close of the program to invite you to Bible Baptist Church of Sela. We're located at 20 Tibbling Road. It's out on Sela Loop Road, about 2.5 miles north of Sela High School. Our phone number, if you'd like to call for further information or directions, 509-697-8895. That's 509-697-8895. Perhaps you'd like to call and leave a prayer request with our church. It'll be on the answer machine, and it'll be private. I'll pray for it. From time to time, we get calls from people. From time to time, we have people come out and pay us a visit. But we want to encourage you. And so this is Pastor Bonner saying till next week, goodbye, God bless, have a great week in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you for listening in, and tune in next Saturday at the same time. This is Aaron Pauley for Bible Baptist Church saying, have a great day in the Lord.